An Alabama man has filed a federal lawsuit seeking $20 million in damages against a city, a police officer, and the sheriff's deputy. The lawsuit claims that Micah Washington was unlawfully detained, tased multiple times, and subjected to excessive force during a routine traffic stop on December 2nd, 2023. In the lawsuit, Washington argues that reform officer Dana Elmore violated his rights by cuffing him, forcing him to lie on the front of her patrol car, and using a taser while he was compliant. According to Washington's lawyer, the incident began when Washington and a friend had to stop to change a flat tire along a county road near Reform, Alabama. Washington was yards away from his aunt's house when his 16-year-old cousin arrived to help them. That's when Officer Elmore approached the group. Washington's attorneys assert that the men were not disturbing the peace and had not committed any crime. The lawsuit states that the men initially believed Officer Elmore was simply checking to see if they needed assistance when she angrily approached them and demanded to see their identification. Washington asked why their IDs were necessary, pointing out that they hadn't committed a crime. The lawsuit claims that they complied and handed over their IDs. As the encounter escalated, Washington began recording the interaction with his phone. The lawsuit states that this caused Elmore to become irate and aggressive. Meanwhile, Washington's cousin also started recording the incident from his vantage point. The viral video shows Washington lying face down on the pavement, his hands cuffed behind his back, while Officer Elmore instructs him to stand and walk to the front of her patrol vehicle. The lawsuit claims Officer Elmore called her husband, Pickens County Sheriff's Deputy Jody Elmore, to the scene as backup. The officers subsequently arrested Washington's friend, Jacorian Henry, and his 16-year-old cousin. At the local jail, the lawsuit alleges that the Elmore couple conspired to determine charges against Washington. Washington was charged with obstructing governmental operations, resisting arrest, marijuana possession, possessing a firearm as a convicted felon, and drug trafficking involving fentanyl. The judge set his bond at over $500,000. All charges against Henry were later dropped. Washington's charges of ex-felon in possession of a firearm and drug trafficking were also dismissed. Washington's lawyers maintain that he has never been a convicted felon. The officers were placed on paid administrative leave for their actions. However, they must be held accountable for the irreparable physical, mental, and emotional injuries they caused. My clients are clear victims of police misconduct, racial bias, and systemic racism. They were targeted for simply existing as African American men. Washington's lawyers stated in a press release, the Elmore officers have not provided their side of the events. Deputy Elmore has since left the Pickens County Sheriff's Department. WSFA News reports.